This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Guess who's back again? Hoo-ha! The Doug Gurr is. This used to be when I was doing an FM disc jockey bit. I was Doug. I was FM Douglas on the one station in Boston, and I, Bob Kay, who's our general manager and my pretty much lifelong friend, when he comes to the farm every weekend to play music for the people who come to the farm for the farmers market and stuff. And he's still very much involved in this program and the other things that I do in my business world and my personal world. And so he loves to announce to the crowd that whenever I'm walking around or maybe doing a tour or something around the farm, he goes back to the moniker, Jay, that I used to use. Your father did this when he was a disc jockey, too. Come up with some, what we think is a clever, catchy phrase to describe ourselves. Oh, yeah, tagline, yeah. And so you're digging the Dugger was what I used. And that was, it was very appropriate because it was hip back in the 1970s. You're digging this and you're digging that. So you were digging the Dugger on FM 105. Pretty silly stuff when you think about it. However, I'm trying to remember. I just said that when it spurred my memory when I said you're digging the Dugger because that's in my mind. I'd forgotten about it for a long time. Bob keeps using it. All the time. So anyway, that's what, if you hear me talking about digging the Dugger, you are digging the Dugger on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Here's some good news. A small study on only like, I think, 10 patients. Researchers down at the University of Texas in Houston able to achieve something long out of reach, locating the G-spot. Where brain stimulators can make a real difference. If you're depressed, I guess, knowing, well, yeah, I can understand how that would work, right? I understand. I think it's more of you might want to tell this story better than I about deep brain stimulation and the G-spot and stuff, right?
Nope. I'm good.
Excuse me. All right, well, listen. I guess it's left to me. I've stuck my foot into it. So anyway, this is actually, this is good news. There's this deep brain stimulation that they've been experimenting with resulted in metabolic fundamental brain changes over the 12 months following implanting this device. They have a device that they've put into your body in the appropriate place. And it's dealing with depression in patients. And it got to be women, right? Guys don't have a G-spot. Do they? Do guys have a G-spot?
My parents listen to this, Doug.
I'm aware. Your father will send me a note momentarily. At any rate, this is a study that shows that we're altering how the brain is functioning long-term, and we're starting to change the way brains start to organize themselves and start to process information and data. So
that
this
is fascinating, though.
Yeah, this has been around. The DBS, the deep brain stimulation, has been around. Electrodes. Remember yesterday we were talking about these, the brain stimulators, the electric stimulators that people... This is just a variation of that same theme. You can stimulate your brain. You see ads in the airline magazines for this hat that has all the electrodes. You ever seen those ads?
All the time. Hats. And the ones that you can have at home. And this kind of stems from electroshock therapy that was so popular once upon a time for
which didn't
really
work,
anything.
But it was,
Ernest Hemingway went through it, 3 or 4 times?
That was disaster. That was really bad because you're basically putting so much of a jolt in your brain, you're making mush out of it. So it didn't. But this is light stimulation. And if you are suffering from movement disorders like Parkinson's disease, as a matter of fact, this has been studied and it apparently is a possible treatment for this is external and internal All right? And so all the nerves in your brain, when you think about how complicated your brain is, back again to my theory about the world. I was having this conversation with my friends at dinner last night as well. We were talking about, you know, where do we all come from? This guy used to be the president of my alma mater, and I was instrumental in getting him the job as president. I think I certainly helped. I was on the group, the Presidential Search Committee, and I love this guy and his wife. They have retired. He was president of one of the Texas A&M colleges after he left Heidelberg, and he retired a few years ago, and now he's doing volunteer work. He's a scientist by training, and so they're doing volunteer work at various places around the country in science camps. And, you know, it's just kind of a cool thing to talk about the things that are going on in the world of science. And so this is one of them. This is something that with these generated electrical impulses, your brain activity, and that's what they're finding, they're targeting it to certain areas. And so back to what I was talking with my friend about last night, well, where does this all come from? How do we have the brains that we do? How do we have the body that we do? How do we exist as we do? You know, there's no accident. I don't believe in accidents. I don't. I think that we have, that whatever we are and however we are is a plan from a mind, universal intelligence far greater than we, you know, it's, but we don't even understand what we don't understand. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and how little of our brain we actually access.
Yes.
It also raises the philosophical question, are we truly ourselves or are we just our brain? Because if any other organ or any other body part, there's always something to be done, whether it's be removed or be replaced or have machines that work for you. But when the brain goes, when you're brain dead, you're dead.
You're dead.
There is nothing else. So are we more than just our brains?
Those of you who have had PET scans, the PET scan is like an MRI, in a manner of speaking. I've had a couple done on my brain, courtesy of my friends out in Denver who have Cerascan, the company that does all the brain scanning for the Football Players Union and for the U.S. Army, trying to figure out what it is. We all know that they're suffering, but what is it specifically? How is it caused? You know, that kind of stuff. Why does a concussion then become a brain changer? That's the sort of stuff. And this is part of that. This is part of it. This is part of the study going on at this medical school. So the person running the study says, for patients with severe chronic treatment-resistant depression, this electric shock stuff, this minor electric shock stimulation, is a better way of putting it, has decreased the symptoms in the people by half. So that's really very significant. Don't give up. I think that's part of the message here, right?
Yeah.
If you have sometimes people just give up because they don't understand whatever is going on in their brain, and they just give into it.
It's a temporary situation. Yes.
Yeah.
And no matter how awful it is, and sometimes it truly is awful, but it is temporary. And there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. You just have to get there.
Just think that you start with your G-spot, and we'll go from there. All right, 14 after the hour. The story of schools and what is going on. Strikes, not enough teachers, not enough bus drivers. What a disaster. We'll talk about what's going on after this.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
When you bundle your renters and auto insurance with Progressive, you could save money. But it doesn't cover any terrible memories living rent-free in your head.
You remember that time you were singing in the shower, and then you heard a knock on the wall, and then you realized that your bathroom shared a wall with your neighbor's bedroom, and all you could do was stand there silently, thinking about all the other things they may have heard in the 4 years you've lived there? Yeah, good times.
Sorry, we can't save you from that memory, but we could save you money bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Renters insurance and bundled discount not available in all states or situations.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel. Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes. And in 3 weeks, you can actually speak another language. ¿Cómo se puede magia?
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
All right, 17 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's talk about schools starting. Here's an example of what's going on, the mayhem in Columbus, where the teachers' union, 4,000 teachers, nurses, educational professionals in the city school system on strike for the first time since 1975. In my state, you can't, if you're a public employee, you can't go on strike. I think many states have that law. If you go on strike, you're fired. But apparently that's not the case in Ohio.
No, not with the union here. And it's happening in Columbus where kids are starting school and they're going to have to do remote learning again,
right,
like they were with the pandemic, with a whole bunch of substitute teachers.
Right. No,
everybody remembers being in school with a substitute teacher. Nothing got done. And now you're expecting them to do it remote with substitute teachers, but they couldn't come to an agreement on what they deem safe standards with the whether it's too hot, too cold, not having everything that they need for these kids.
The system is in shambles, and we just don't know it yet. Look at your tax bill and see how much you're paying, especially if you're somebody like me. I don't have anybody in school. And when I did, I sent them to private schools because I had taught in the public schools, and I don't want my kids going into that circumstance. I am a graduate of the Framingham Public Schools, and I got a great education. I loved school. I loved going to college. I loved all of it. But today, there's so many distractions, those damn devices and things that are going on. You can't, you know, discipline kids. You can't keep order. Bus drivers. In my town, again, I'll make reference to this. They're short 60 teachers. This is a system that has probably 12,000, somewhere between 12 and 13,000 students. They're short 60 teachers, and school starts next week. And bus drivers, they have 70 buses and 60 drivers. So what does that mean for people that either are supposed to get a ride or want to get a ride? They can't get a ride because there aren't enough drivers, the buses. And the people, both teachers and the bus drivers, say the reason they don't want to do it is because the kids are out of control. They're unruly. They're not focused on education. They're focused on their social stuff. I'm talking about the older ones. Youngsters, my son, my grandson, in the second grade in a charter school, and he and I were talking last night. He loves school. Loves, got 23 children in his class. He's been friends. He's just having a great time and learning. I was asking him what he was learning, and he was going through a bunch of stuff about numbers. He's excited. That's what you need to do. You need to. We talk about stimulation and this day. You got to excite.
When kids get bored, that's when they want paying attention.
Yeah.
Keep them stimulated. Keep them learning things. Keep them excited. You see little kids who want to play school outside of school all the time.
Yeah. Right. So the unions and the fact that, you know, they want more, more, more. Okay. But you're a public employee. There's a certain limit as to how far it goes. Everything's becoming so complicated, though. That's what's so frustrating about all of this. And who suffers? The youngsters who are supposed to be getting the benefit of going to school. Think about that. 21 after the hour.
Get help. healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Manganese is absolutely required by all living cells as an enzyme activator. And without sufficient manganese, tendons and ligaments lose their integrity and relax. And it permits bone malpositions, a joint malfunction. In chickens, when they began to discover this, there was a disease known as porosis. And it's a disease in poultry that's marked by deformity of the legs.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 half the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The sad story of Anne Heche continues to unfold. Her final resting place is at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. I don't know if anybody's been there. I've been there.
Yeah.
And Marilyn Monroe is buried there. Mickey Rooney is buried there.
Lot of legends. And they do this really cool thing where they play old movies in the cemetery.
Yeah.
And it's just... It is a really great place. It is iconic. And it's sad that she had to be laid to rest.
It's interesting. You know, you think about how famous people get buried. Where are they? There's Forest Lawn that's along the 5. When you're in Los Angeles on the other side of Dodger Stadium, I remember going to visit my friend Ed McMahon's final resting place on the side of the hill. There's a plaque there for him. And a lot of well-known people whose names we all would recognize are buried there. But there's also this Hollywood Forever Cemetery is in Brentwood. And it's, it's again full of names that you would know. So Anne Heche's son Homer said to the public, "My brother Atlas and I want to thank all the amazing people at Hollywood Forever for their kindness, compassion, and generosity of spirit. We are convinced our mom would love the site we have chosen for her. It's beautiful, serene, and she'll be among her Hollywood peers. Most importantly, Hollywood Forever is a living place where people attend movies and concerts. She was our mom, but the kindness and the outpouring of the past few days remind us that she also belonged to her fans." It's kind of neat, actually, when you think about it. And she's next to Burt Reynolds and that woman who was killed in the Rust
Hutchins
shooting is there as well. So it's kind of morbid, but yet... it isn't. It's a touch of reality. I guess we all got to figure it out one way or another. Kathy Griffin, turning to social media followers to analyze her latest cancer scans. Her doctors, she says, have ghosted her.
This is something, what were you going to say about her?
She's a little crazy, but this is also kind of crazy when you get
Kathy Griffin is definitely very polarizing. You like her or you don't.
I don't like her act, let's put it that way.
Story itself, though, is something that I've been seeing online a lot and hearing from people a lot, where they have tests done or scans done, and then all of a sudden they can't get in touch with their doctor. Or they're supposed to have something, and it was postponed, and then never rescheduled.
Mm-hmm.
And so what Kathy, so that's kind of like, that's the bigger story of it. But what Kathy Griffin did was she posted her scans to social media and was like, does anybody know a doctor, an oncologist? Can you look at the scans and tell me yourself? And they did.
Isn't that disgusting?
Show up to help.
The state, here's another government mess, the government controlled health care. And people want to have it. There doesn't seem to be a happy medium here. You've got no care. You have government care. And then you have private care. And there's a lot of difference between what you can get privately if you pay for it yourself and what you get through the government services and what we pay for. It just is, I don't know, it's like a lot of other things. We were talking about teachers, kind of lopsided. 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An autopsy conducted Tuesday confirmed the body found submerged in a vehicle at Prosser Creek Reservoir north of Lake Tahoe, California, is that of missing teenager Kylie Rodney. The case is now considered a fatal traffic accident. Former Louisville Metro Police Detective Kelly Hanna Goodlett pled guilty Tuesday to one count of conspiracy to violate the civil rights of Breonna Taylor for helping falsify an affidavit for the search of her apartment that ended in her death in March of 2020. Breonna's mother, Tamika Palmer, after the plea.
Breonna made a post that said, take me to a place that I can't even imagine.
Wow. Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican from Florida, will face Democrat challenger Rebecca Jones, a fired Florida Health Department data scientist that was criminally charged for hacking into a state database without authorization. She denies the claims. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The National Football League is working to get Thursday night football as popular as Monday night.
Amazon and DirecTV are signing a deal that will air Thursday night football in bars and restaurants. DirecTV for Business provides content to over 300,000 bars, restaurants, casinos, and hotels. The deal will start this Thursday when the San Francisco 49ers take on the Houston Texans in Week 3 of the preseason. Amazon's Thursday Night Football makes its regular season debut during Week 2 when the Los Angeles Chargers travel to Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration, after the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, has many Americans weary of their ability on foreign affairs. Now the administration wants to deal with the mostly lying regime of Iran. Representative Michael McCaul, the Republican from Texas on Newsmax, has a problem with the Biden administration reinstating the Iran nuclear deal in the coming months.
Keep the sanctions on, keep the pressure up, but we've seen before this type of deal doesn't really work, and I think, again, going back to the IAEA, which is an objective, independent body, they've lied to us with these three undisclosed locations where they found uranium particles, and yet they want that to be buried in this deal and never inspected or investigated again.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's a family that was reunited by a message in a bottle written by their late son a long time ago. A pair of salvage divers found a message in a bottle that has brought back to life a departed son who died 30 years ago.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 at the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here we are, Jay. Excuse me, with my dry voice. I've concluded that my hoarseness and the cracking in my voice is brought about by allergies, but more by the dryness. The allergies have been enhanced. And those of you who are listening around the country and are finding this to be a problem, it is mostly either because it's too dry or it's too damp. Both of those conditions will bring out whatever reaction you have, allergic reaction, to pollen that's in the air or, you know, whatever else may be floating around.
Dust in the house.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. I feel like my lungs are in overdrive today.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons for you to consider that thunderstorm air purifier that we've been talking about, because that'll take care of that. And I'm finding, I've got one here in the studio, one downstairs by Daisy's bed, and it's really doing a good job. Well, you can't tell. Excuse me, by listening to me.
What would you sound like otherwise? It'd be way, way worse. Wow. I notice I keep coughing today, and it's that dry, like, rattly cough. Or sometimes you force yourself to cough because you have that kind of that tickle in your lungs,
get it out.
But your throat.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. So, all right, this is, I'm thinking about the conditions under which we live, the human experience. We were talking about Anne Heche and where she was buried, and then, you know, the living think about the dead. Do you think the dead think about the living? Do you believe in an afterlife? Do you believe that things go on in terms of your soul?
I believe in the why not.
Yeah. I think we create our own reality after we pass. Right? I believe I've been here hundreds of times on this planet. Back, keep coming back and back and back to relive or to fix whatever problems you didn't fix in the last life. Come on back.
Lessons unlearned.
Yeah. It's all about lessons. The human experience is either...
So why not?
Yeah. I think there's a happiness quotient here that is very fulfilling. It's really kind of cool. You either are happy, or if you have your head on straight, you're working on being happy. You're about to become happy, right? And if you're not working on yourself, then you go the other direction. But there are so many distractions, it's easy to go the other direction. That's kind of what people who want to control your mind, and there's plenty of those people around. Most every politician that you can speak of, most every news person, the boss wants to control you, your spouse wants. Think about it. Everybody wants to control you. What are you doing to control yourself? Maybe we ought to have a crash course in being yourself. How about that? Think about yourself, and not in an egotistical way or a narcissistic way, but just why let yourself be beat up by things that you have no control over anyway?
Exactly. No. You can only control yourself, and more so your attitude.
Yep, exactly. All right, so here's one of the things from the good news department, something I always get excited about. The more info there is from NASA, the more activity there is at the launch pad down in Florida. So here's the latest on the Artemis 1 mission. And maybe in terms of watching this launch, in just a couple of days, this huge moon rocket blasts off. This is the first in a number of planned launches. It's called the Space Launch System, SLS. Vehicle is the most powerful rocket that has ever been built. It's going to significantly change how we do things. It's actually, this thing's been in development since 2011. So here we go. Everybody's fingers are crossed. But when you get right down to brass tacks, it's not the only vehicle that's headed out of this world toward the end of the month. The Orion, which is a partially reusable crewed spacecraft, is going to go up with the uncrewed SLS on this journey. The rocket will go out to the moon, which at this time of year is about 280,000 miles from Earth. It's getting closer. We get into fall, and you notice that the moon, the full moons look bigger and brighter because the moon's closer at 280,000 miles, whereas in the spring, it's about 320,000 to 340,000 miles away from the Earth. So the time to go to the moon, hello, duh, is this time of year because it isn't as long a trip. Right? That's you go out there, do your thing, and return faster. The purpose of the Artemis mission is to pave the way for long-term lunar presence, building a colony, if you will. And it's kind of the foundation, the idea here, I think you know it, is to send people to the moon to build a colony so that we can launch from the moon to Mars. And so this is the way, if we could build, the thing that stretched our imaginations, or mine anyway, I have a lot of friends that are in the space business down in Florida. I love that whole, I think instead of going to Disney World, or maybe in addition to, I don't want to spoil this for everybody, I think Disney is a Here I am, Captain Curmudgeon here.
You're not
Disney
a fan.
Is a waste of time. Go to the Space Coast and go see what's going on at Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral, that whole Merritt Island, the stuff that's going on there is fascinating. It's the best use, in my mind, of our tax money. You know, I'm going to get off on a toot here for a moment because I see that Biden's back on his thing about paying off student loans. You know what? I guess there's a point to that, and those of you who owe student loans, you do rah-rah, shish-goomba, but there are a lot of us who paid that didn't have the opportunity. I'm not saying that you shouldn't do it because of that, but I think there are other things that are priorities, and I don't... Biden kind of is like an old rat on a mouse. You know, he's got one, he claws onto one thing, and he's like, we're going to stay with it until we get it done. And I think it's inappropriate. I think there are far more things. Is it a good idea? It's probably not a bad idea. But is it the most important idea? And in this era where we are in the hole for $23 or $24 trillion, you know, students don't like it. I know. I've helped my children with their loans and paid back some of it. Megan and Brendan paid back some of it. But it's, you know, there was a lesson in that about responsibility. And so, you know, if you want to go to college, maybe we have to redesign the whole system. If you're going to pay for it anyway, there are a lot of good state schools. Maybe we shouldn't allow students to borrow money to go to a private school.
Well, that's the root of the problem. Schools. It shouldn't be that expensive. The prices just keep raising.
You got to pay the profs. And you got to pay the expenses, but maybe making the profs do more for their money. Megan and I were talking about this last night. She just got a raise at UCLA because it was a merit raise based on what she's done and what she's doing. And that's more appropriate than the step raise that a lot of union members, they expect to get paid when they don't do any more. They're not doing anything better. They're just doing, they're just there occupying in some, you know, profs that have had tenure and been on a faculty. There's some, I know a guy, an old guy, who started at this one school when he was 20, right out of, he got a master's degree and he went right to the college level. I think he was 24. The guy's been on the faculty for 60 years. He's 84 years old. He's still getting a check. He's still on the faculty. And is that the best? I don't know. I mean, there are all kinds of examples you come up with as to why this may be a good idea or why it's not a good idea. But I sure as heck would rather see, from my perspective, I'm just giving you my, you got your own thing, and maybe on social media, Jay can ask a question about appropriate uses of your tax dollar. Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. The discussion is an appropriate one and an important one. How do we gauge what's important? You know, we always talk about we have to keep ahead of the Chinese. The Chinese are trying to establish a base on the moon as well so that they can use the moon for military purposes, not for exploration purposes. So here we go down that road again. Are we protecting ourselves and our planet and our place on the planet by having a mission to the moon to build? You know, we thought it was amazing we could build that space station. You know how we did it in pieces? You know, the launch of the shuttle, and they'd take up a payload. This is so fascinating. This is so much more interesting than most of the other crap that's going on in the world, from my perspective. Imagine.
Kind of is. Mm-hmm.
They build this airplane. That's basically what it was. That has a huge cargo hold in it. And so the powers that be decide we're going to build a space station. Okay, so they take the first pieces and they put them in the space shuttle and they go up to 280,000 feet. I've forgotten exactly wherever it is. It's like up in the air. It's 24 miles up, I think. Anyway, wherever. The point is that they've put this stuff into a cargo hold. They fly the shuttle up to that point in our gravity hold, gravity circuit, and they put the stuff out there, and it develops its own orbit. So then we come back, and we load up another shuttle, and we bring stuff up, and we find that piece that we put up there the first, and we bolt another piece to it. So there are two pieces, and they keep doing that till they build the International Space Station. So, and it's in no gravity, and they wear their space suit, and, you know, you've seen all of that stuff in movies or in video from NASA. So now, they've got this new mega moon rocket that's going to go and be able to bring a payload to the moon so that it can build a colony, not unlike the space station. It's the same, you know, you're going to live in the same conditions, weightlessness, no atmosphere. So you got to figure out how to do it. I go back to the movie that Matt Damon was in, The Martian, and you see all of the stuff that they had to deal with. Well, that's what they have to deal with. That was pretty factual. The things, the way they have to live. There's no atmosphere, so you got to have some way of protecting yourself. Otherwise, you see in the movies pictures of people whose helmets are broken, and that's the end of them. Gone. Just like that.
What was the movie? Oh, Sandra Bullock. Was it Gravity? Because there's no sound in space, and they actually had
George Clooney.
Where there was no sound.
Yeah, right. This is a major accomplishment. NASA's going all out with festivities this week. There are people there, Josh Groban, Chris Evans, Herbie Hancock performing the Star Spangled Banner as they get ready. Yo-Yo Ma's doing the America the Beautiful launch. We'll begin at 6:30 Eastern Time on Friday. So look for that. I'm hoping we can probably tune into it while we're on the air. 48 after the hour.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm such a screw-up.
What? House? Why would you talk like that?
How are you even with a house without a walk-in closet?
Stop. You have more than enough storage.
Oh, yeah, and the unfinished basement. Gross.
We'll finish it eventually. Together.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut Butter Cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, here we go. Into the dog park. Going to the dogs, if you will. Warren Eckstein, one of the people on the air I have the most fun with, because he's one of those guys you can have a lot of fun with. He's so knowledgeable, so much fun. He's got a wonderful attitude toward life, and he's still at it. Animals love Warren, and Warren loves animals. ThePetShow.com is his website. Show is on every weekend all around the country. So here's a study that shows dogs cry happy tears when they are reunited with their owners, pal. How about that? Is that something that makes your heart kind of go hippity-hop? The scientists who are looking at these puppies welled up with joy whenever they were reunited with their owners. I didn't know dogs had tear ducts, huh?
Not only for joy. The problem with dogs is it doesn't drip. The tears don't drip. So they'll ball up, but they won't drip. Anyway, here's the bottom line. I've talked about this for years, the concept of dogs crying. And people, at the beginning when I started talking, I thought I was a little eccentric.
You are eccentric. What's wrong with that?
So the bottom line is that I have seen dogs cry. I have been, and I'm going to tell a quick story. My first wife passed away in 1990. Yeah. And she was relatively young, and at that point I had 30 dogs. But I had one special dog with me, Tig, the Buster Brown dog. I trained for the Buster Brown Company, an American Staffordshire Terrier. When Faye passed away in 1990, and I came back from the hospital, there was Tig on the bed. I sat down next to him, and I looked in his eyes, and Tig was crying. He was sad. So I honestly believe, and I was going to talk a little bit about that today, that our emotions really reflect with our pets. So I agree 100% that dogs can cry when they're excited. Dogs can cry when they're sad. Why do we believe we're the only one that can have emotions? Anyone that spent time with a dog, and you spent a lot of time with dogs as well as I have, Doug,
yeah,
know that dogs have almost every emotion that a human being has. Happiness, sadness, depression,
yep,
anxiety, anger, all of it.
Yeah, and I look at this wonderful little being next to me right here, Daisy sitting next to me right at my feet, and I think of all of the things that we share together. And I know when I lean over, she's in bed, and in the middle of the night, I might lean over and just pat her, and she'll do, you know, she'll acknowledge with a.
Yeah, so the question,
something
the question,
that makes your heart sing when you,
it
you know.
Does. It does. But the question always comes up when people think that you have to be crazy to understand the concept. Do our dogs and cats love us? You know, we might be able to say we love them, but the concept of dogs showing love.
Yeah,
and I've had that argument for years, and so many people on not on the other side, but even people that have dogs and live with cats suggest the fact that they don't have the ability to love the same way we do.
Baloney.
I said, if we can only learn to love the same way they do, what a world
exactly.
This would be, huh?
Yeah, the loyalty factor is like second to none.
Absolutely.
All right. So here's a dog owner named Lori Burns, who's counting her blessings today after her dog ingested oxycodone. This is in Los Angeles.
No, it's right where I walk my dogs.
You saw the story. Okay.
It was on Ocean Avenue.
Yeah.
You know, right where I walk my dogs in Palisades Park there.
Yep, I know that area well. Yep.
It's a conclave of, it was
a near the school,
area, but it's a
the
conclave of homeless people.
Yeah.
And people on drugs. And there's fights there all the time between the vendors that are now, you know, being run by gangs. So it would not faze me whatsoever. I will stop walking my dog there for a while. I'll have other places where I can walk my dog, but if they found one oxycodone on the floor, God knows what else is laying around. What's the other drug that's killing everybody now?
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl. When you have to be afraid to walk your dog because there are drugs on the street, when are the politicians going to wake up and say, you know what, I'm getting political, let's do something about it.
No, but the people there are so politically correct and they don't have a clue. Los Angeles is a cesspool. My children live there. I love being there. The energy is great, but it's become a cesspool. And that's because of the political realities. You're right about that. And so I think I told you the story a few months ago about Brendan, my son, who lives in West Hollywood, out for a walk with his baby son and Fiona, the dog. And Fiona picks something up off the street and goes bonkers. It was something left from somebody's pot. And the dog eats the pot and goes bananas. Brendan had to bring him to the vet, spent $240 to have the vet. Pot in his blood. Did a blood test. So they're picking it up going down the street. So what the hell is the matter with people?
It's crazy that you can't walk your dogs. You can't, you know, enjoy. Listen, I live in Santa Monica, probably the most liberal city in America. Or one of the top 10 liberal cities in America.
Yeah.
And, you know, where I live, it's nice. It's not too bad. But I got to tell you that I am on guard 24/7.
You got to be.
When I left the military, I'm going to tell you this.
I got to go. We'll save it for next week.
Next week.
59 past.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.